Your guide to financial advisor marketing strategies that work. Are you ready to grow your financial business? Of course you are. The last few years have been challenging for everyone. And when there are economic difficulties and uncertainty, there's an increased demand and need for qualified financial advisors to help people make the right decisions. But the market is also saturated. How do you determine the right financial advisor marketing strategies that work? That grows your business? And increase your bottom line? Look no further. These financial advisor marketing strategies have been used by our clients for decades with success, and they can work for you too. Let's break it down. First, you need a strategy. Don't just throw your financial advisor marketing strategies out there and see what works. Your clients need to be thoughtful in their approach to saving and investing. And you need to do the same for your marketing strategies. Set specific, measurable goals. Sit down, think this through, and write down your goals. What are you trying to accomplish? Are you trying to increase your client base? Or do you want to reach higher income clients? How will you establish success? Setting goals is about knowing exactly what you want to accomplish and, more importantly, having a way to determine if and when you've reached it. It's not enough to say you want to increase your client base in your financial advisor marketing plan. By how much? By what percentage? How will you determine success? Set specific, measurable goals and have a deadline, and you're more likely to reach them. Know your audience and what they want. What your clients wanted 5 years ago might be different now. What is your financial advisor target market? The economy has changed, retirement plans shift, and priorities adjust. Don't assume your clients' goals and your ideal audience are exactly as they once were. Take the time to review your clients and their goals, and look for any changes in plans and priorities. Make sure you touch base regularly to ensure you're on track. What does that mean for new clients? Your financial advisor marketing strategies need to target new prospects where they are in their journey. And you can't do that unless you understand where they are and what they are looking for. Don't make assumptions, and listen more than talk. Really take the time to hear what your client is looking for, and make adjustments in your marketing plans and discussions to reflect that. Don't forget to A/B test your marketing. How will you know what works and what doesn't if you don't test it? A/B testing is the easiest way to determine what your audience finds appealing. Send out 2 emails, one with graphics and one without, to see what they prefer. Test multiple social media ads using different colors, images, or copy. And with each win you see, build on your success. You'll attract more interested prospects with less work. Second, you need to build trust. Financial advising is a trust-based business. It doesn't matter what your reputation is or how much expertise you have, if a prospect doesn't trust you, they won't do business with you. There's just too much at stake. So, how can your financial advisor marketing strategies build trust and loyalty from your prospects? With face-to-face meetings. It's the proven way to close more business, fast. Financial seminars. There's no more successful financial advisor marketing strategy than financial seminars. Financial seminars have been a proven marketing idea for financial advisors for over 2 decades, and they continue to be successful. If you haven't done one before, or it has been a while, now is the time to implement this plan and grow your financial advisor business. Why does it work? Simple. You build trust by meeting face-to-face, in person, over an educational discussion of your expertise and leadership. And because you're offering something of yourself, your time, and a meal, the rule of reciprocity means your audience is naturally inclined to give something back. Whether that's their business, their time, or another appointment is up to you. Webinars. While financial seminars are ideal for meeting many prospects at once, a webinar is a great addition or replacement option for many people. Even though COVID finally feels like a thing of the past, some still prefer to meet and learn online from the comfort of their home. So offer them that option. Consider a hybrid marketing campaign that includes a financial seminar and an option to attend via webinar. Using multi-channel marketing solutions, you'll double your attendee list and reach more people in more places. One-on-one appointments. Your time is valuable, and when you spend it one-on-one with an interested prospect, your chances of signing them on as a client increase dramatically. A meeting like this can help solidify you as the right financial advisor for the job and build trust in your expertise. One-on-one appointments can help you spend your time closing business when the prospects are your ideal audience. Don't give up. Sometimes, people need more time to determine their path forward. Choosing a financial advisor is a big decision and not one they take lightly. So don't be discouraged if they don't sign with you right away. Keep in touch and reconnect regularly. Programs like Attendee Reconnect, which reaches out to previous prospects, can help encourage them to reevaluate what you can offer them as a financial advisor and help them move forward in closing the deal. Third, you need to develop a successful follow-up. Make sure your financial advisor marketing plan includes effective follow-up after every financial seminar, webinar, appointment, or contact with prospects. Most consumers need time to process decisions, and the more you follow up and show your interest in them and their issues, the more likely they are to sign up with you. Make appointments at the event. Before you wrap up your financial seminar, webinar, or educational workshop, set up follow-up appointments. This is the time when people are most likely to commit to another meeting, so take advantage. Call everyone and make it personalized. Whether they made an appointment with you or not, make sure to follow up with a call. Thank them for their time, offer to answer any additional questions, and make sure to personalize the call. Take notes when you meet people about what they like, what they are focused on, and make sure to touch on those topics when you chat. Show them you care and have listened to their concerns, and they are more likely to become a client. Keep in touch with holiday cards, thank you cards, and promotional items. Never pass up a warm lead. If they came to an event or a webinar, they are interested in financial planning assistance and might just not be ready to make a decision. That's why holiday cards, thank you cards, promotional postcards, and similar direct mail pieces are ideal for keeping in touch with them. Your financial advisor marketing plan should include effective and regular contact with people you've met with previously. Always leave a voicemail. Don't miss the opportunity to leave your name and number when you call. Some people are difficult to reach and won't answer the phone but will respond to a voicemail. Plus, when someone does call you back, they are likely to listen to what you have to say. Lastly, did you know the average voicemail response rate is 4.8%? That's a lot of prospects you could be missing out on if you just hang up and plan to try another day. Create your financial advisor marketing plan. You're ready to grow your financial advisor business and create a successful marketing strategy for success in the coming year. For financial advisor marketing strategies that work, partner with Leading Response. Our marketing consultants are here to walk you through the ideal solutions that will grow your business. Let's get started.